St. Finian's Magazine, June 2026. Dear friends, as we move into the month of June, many turn their thoughts to completing exams, getting outdoors, enjoying the hopefully better weather and bright evenings. As a reluctant rather than enthusiastic gardener, I do love to see the wonderful blooms on display in full colour as I visit in people's homes and drive to various locations. The stretch in the evening seems to help our mood, and many have commented to me on how well the church grounds are looking. We are very grateful to Jim and Jeff, our glebe wardens, and the team of volunteers who work really hard to look after our grounds so well and set them off so beautifully. When the grass is cut and the rhododendrons are in full bloom, it's a special reminder of the wonder of creation and the magnificence of the location we are in. One of the things we spend a lot of time thinking about is how to attract new members or a new generation to our church. Some members of the congregation who attended a conference on church growth recently shared some interesting ideas about outreach that other churches were using. There is no one-size-fits-all or magic bullet that is going to be the solution or the answer. Every church and community is unique in that sense, and sometimes the ideas that work best can be there in front of us if we open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. One of the biggest struggles many of us experienced during the COVID pandemic in 2020 was a sense of social isolation when it wasn't safe to be in contact with other people. We really missed gathering together and began to do certain things online to stay connected, whether it was church services, prayer meetings or alpha courses, whether it was schools teaching lessons online, sports clubs getting together to say hello or do a workout together. We really valued that sense of connection. During June and July, we are hoping to open up our church grounds for the local community to come and bring a picnic, bring themselves or their family. We'd like to offer a space where people can chat, play games, get to know each other. If people want some space to pray or have someone pray with them about things going on in their lives or the lives of people they care about, that opportunity will be available in the church. We would like to begin on June 23rd and meet for 6 consecutive Tuesdays. The church and grounds will be open from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and everyone is invited. We hope to have an evening where we deliver invitations to local residents, and we hope it will be fun and an opportunity to explore what it means to be a neighbour. Please feel most welcome to come along. The gatherings will be better if you can make it along. The halls will be open along with the church, and there will hopefully be the chance to meet new people and enjoy one another's company. We look forward to welcoming all our Sunday school children on June 21st for a special family service and prize giving. And don't forget, Messy Church is happening on the afternoon of the 5th of June from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. If you have children or grandchildren or neighbours of nursery and primary school age, they would be most welcome. We hope the weather will be kind and people will be able to come and share the brighter evenings with us in our beautiful grounds. With very best wishes, Jonathan Pearce, Rector, telephone 02890 793822. Prayer meetings by Zoom. Our parish prayer meetings by Zoom will continue on Thursday evenings at 7 p.m. If you would like to join us, send an email to zoom2stfinians@btconnect.com or contact the Rector. Prayer Warrior, do you have a concern or problem and would like someone to pray for you? If so, contact Robin by text or email. He will be willing to help. Your contact will be completely confidential and no details will be passed on to anyone else unless you want them to. Mobile 07513947504. Email robsmill24@gmail.com. From the Registers, Christian Burial, 7th of May, Betty McElwain. Wednesday Morning Communion and Prayers for the Sick. The Wednesday Morning Communion service with prayers for the sick takes place on Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. Everyone is very welcome to join us for the service and also for tea, coffee, scones and friendship afterwards in the sexton's room. Please note that refreshments will be served on Wednesday the 17th of June but will not be served again until September. Thank you to our team of volunteers for their commitment to serving every week. Your selflessness is very much appreciated. Messy Church. Hello everyone. We look forward to another messy church afternoon in the church hall on Friday the 5th of June from 3:30 p.m. until 5 p.m. There will be crafts, games and some Bible teaching and food. Children of nursery and primary school age will be most welcome, the messy church team. St Finian's Toddlers, the last meeting before the summer holidays will be on Monday the 8th of June. We will be having a party for the children and a balloon modeller will be coming along that day. A lovely fun way to end the term. Good luck to everyone who is moving on to nursery and school. Craigha Crafters. Craigha Crafters will meet every Tuesday in June. We will be hard at work preparing items for sale at our coffee and craft morning on Saturday the 13th of June. All proceeds will be for Fields of Life I Am Fed project. We finish for summer on Tuesday the 30th of June and will restart on Tuesday the 15th of September. All are welcome to come along for craft, chat and coffee. Janet Johnson, 07711885203. Sunday School Prize Giving. The Sunday School Prize Giving will take place at our 11 a.m. service on Sunday, 21st June. We will be having an all-age family service celebration as we honour our Sunday School children, its teachers and helpers, and celebrate the year that has passed. We would like to encourage all our children to make a special effort to attend the service and receive their prize for attending Sunday School faithfully each week. Community picnics during June and July. During June and July, we are opening up our church grounds to the local community for a series of community picnics. People will be welcome to come along with their families, bring a picnic and chat and get to know each other. The church will be open for quiet reflection and prayer. These events will begin on Tuesday the 23rd of June and will take place for 6 consecutive Tuesdays from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Everyone is very welcome. St Finian's Coffee Morning and Craft Sale, Saturday the 13th of June, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. All proceeds for Fields of Life I Am Fed project, Merida Diocese in Southern Sudan, £2.50 feeds a child in school for a year, through the School Farm Project. Mothers Union. Hello everyone. When I worked in the civil service in the early 1980s, I had an older colleague called Sadie Doyle, who was from, brought up, lived and worked on the Shankill Road. At tea break time in our small group, stories would be shared. One memorable one Sadie told was as follows. Sadie was in her classroom when the lady teacher was taking the roll call. Sadie's friend had told her she wasn't going in that day and Sadie was to pass on a message. When Peggy Weir's name was called, Sadie stood up and said Peggy won't be in today as she is away on a charbank trip. The teacher was incandescent with rage and shouted, "A charbank trip!" Poor Sadie only said what her friend had asked her to, so it was a case of don't shoot the messenger. I suppose Sadie would have been about 11 at the time. I remember feeling what I would have felt like that in that tricky situation, not to mention what happened to poor Peggy the next day. Anyway, my tenuous link to Sadie's story is to say, here we are at the end of our autumn, spring and early summer programme before we break for July, August, September. So as usual in June, we are leaving the church grounds, not in the charabanc, but in air-conditioned, comfortable members' cars with roofs, drivers to be assigned, for our outing to Harrison's of Grey Abbey to have lunch at 1 p.m. We will have lots of small talk, which is beneficial and puts us at our ease and helps build relationships, and who knows, it may lead to bigger talk another time. The MU committee all wish you a good summer and we will meet again in the autumn. The programme for the coming season from October 2026 has been drafted and it will be distributed at our outing or individually if you can't attend. Just to say, a group from St Finian's MU enjoyed a lovely afternoon at the indoor and senior members' Holy Communion service followed by an afternoon tea party and Machara Hamlet Parish Church on Thursday the 30th of April. The church and halls all looked splendid, overlooking a lake. The weather was glorious with much sunshine. Bishop David gave a short reflection and Linda Thompson confirmed that one of the important roles of Mothers Union was to pray for the health and growth of all our parishes and the well-being of the clergy. It is good to note also that this is the 150th anniversary year of the founding by Mary Sumner from humble beginnings of the Mothers Union in the parish where her husband was rector. A service is being held in St Paul's Cathedral, London, on Wednesday the 10th of June 2026 at 5 p.m, followed by the annual gathering on Thursday the 11th of June 2026, 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Emmanuel Centre next door to Mary Sumner House. Outing Saturday the 6th of June 2026, lunch 1 p.m. at Harrison's Grey Abbey. Angela Harvey, Branch Secretary, mobile number 07596075081. Heather Leckie, Branch Leader, mobile number 07833905017. Mother's Union Midday Prayers, June 2026. Theme, Join In and Celebrate. Reflection for the Join In and Celebrate theme from the Prayer Diary 2026. In June, we have the climax of our 150th year. At the heart of our celebration is the opportunity to give our joyful thanks and praise to God for his love, especially for giving us his only Son, for faithfulness, guidance and provision for all past and present members. We will be worshipping together at our service in St Paul's Cathedral, an annual gathering in the Emmanuel Centre. We thank God too during June for all church-based toddler groups, for their leaders, helpers and all those who attend, for parents, the courage of refugees, Peter Tide ordinations and commitment to awareness raising for ending plastic pollution. Come on and celebrate. Celebrate and sing to our King. Monday, come on and celebrate. Ephesians 6:1-4. Thank you for our families and for the gift of children. Help all parents to care diligently for their children, putting their interests before their own and trusting you to meet their needs and keep them safe. We thank you too for all church-based toddler groups during this National Month of Prayer for Toddler Groups. We celebrate the many MU members who provide help and support in these groups, sharing their faith in action. Amen. Tuesday, celebrate. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Thank you for everything that has breath. Can praise you, Lord. Thank you that we can come before you in awe and wonder and praise you, our Creator and Saviour. Amen. Wednesday, celebrate and sing to the King. 1 Chronicles 16:8-36. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. The Lord reigns. Thank you that we can come and give thanks to your holy name, and may glory be to you in praise. Amen. Thursday, the Son of God who loved us and gave us life. 1 Corinthians 10:16 and 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for your sacrifice, that you died for everyone. Bless us when we gather in your name to celebrate your death and resurrection until you return. Amen. Friday, we will give to you our offering. Genesis 1:31. Lord, thank you for your amazing creation and that you saw all that you had made and it was very good. Help us to be good stewards of your world and its resources. Amen. Saturday, celebrate his gift of love. Matthew 2:13-15. Lord, thank you that you love everyone. Help us to share your love with those who are foreigners far from home. Help us to understand their suffering, befriend them and provide for them in their time of need. Amen. Final blessing, monthly prayer from the Prayer Diary 2026. Father God, we join in and celebrate your love to us through Mother's Union. We praise you for the past 150 years, for the vision of Mary Sumner, and for all who have followed her, praying and serving in your name. We delight in all your gifts to us, the joy of family, the wonders of your creation, the fellowship of our fellow members, and most of all, your love to us through the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we always walk in your footsteps. Give us the strength to be different, to stand up for justice and peace, and be a sign of your reconciling love for all. We ask this in your name. Amen. Wave of prayer. 1 to 3rd June, Johannesburg, South Africa, Kumi, Uganda, Suka and Adani, Nigeria, Derby, England, Amadhaya, Kerala, India. 4 to the 6th of June, Ibas, South Sudan, Messina North, Kenya, Aizala, Nagwa and Ondu, Nigeria, Fredericton, Canada and Amritsar, India. 8 to 10th June, Yambio, South Sudan, Garissa, Kenya, Bamili, Nigeria, Hereford, England, Willokra, Australia and Thailand. 11th to 13th of June, Mahayanga, Madagascar, Mara, Tanzania, West Buganda, Uganda, Koi, Nigeria, Newcastle, Australia, and East Kerala, India. 15th to the 17th June, Bukavu, DR Congo, Yahuru, Kenya, Gobogo, Nigeria, Portsmouth, England, and New Guinea Islands, Papua New Guinea. 18th to the 20th of June, Rejav, South Sudan, Military Episcopate in Kenya, Doko and Owo in Nigeria, Chelmsford, England, and Jamaica and Cayman Islands. 22nd to 24th June, Rumonge in Burundi, Tambora in Tanzania, Kaba and Bukuru in Nigeria, St Albans in England, and Nagpur in India. 25th to the 27th of June, Table Bay in South Africa, Rift Valley in Tanzania, Evo and Jebu in Nigeria, Adelaide in Australia, and Taejon in South Korea. 29th to the 30th of June, Eastern Zambia in Zambia, Mombasa in Kenya, Wagwalalada and Ekiti West in Nigeria, Leicester in England, and Timutu in Solomon Islands. Services for June. Sunday the 7th of June, the first Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Connect Service in the Houston Hall, 7 p.m. Holy Communion. Sunday the 14th of June, the second Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Holy Communion, 7 p.m. Compline. Sunday the 21st of June, the third Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer with Sunday School Prize Giving, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. Sunday the 28th of June, the fourth Sunday after Trinity, 9 a.m. Holy Communion, 11 a.m. Morning Prayer, 7 p.m. Evening Prayer. NI Air Ambulance Fundraiser. Last year I attended a fascinating and inspiring talk in our church hall from the NI Air Ambulance. They provide helicopter emergency medical service 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year round. The HEMS crew always includes a pilot, a doctor and a paramedic to deliver pre-hospital critical care in emergencies. The service is called out twice a day on average. What most people don't realise is that the service is funded by the generosity of the public. They aspire to raise £8,200 a day, equivalent to £3 million a year, for fuel, crew and equipment to keep the life-saving service running. On 10th of June, I have volunteered to run the Belfast City Runway Run for the NI Air Ambulance. It's a 5K run at 11 p.m. on the runway at Belfast City Airport. I would be very grateful if any of the kind St Finian's parishioners would be willing to sponsor me or give a donation. Many thanks, Patricia Stewart. General maintenance. The church premises require regular maintenance to keep them in good order, so it is an advantage to have a regular schedule for works both for buildings and grounds. This gives people an opportunity to volunteer a few hours each week to assist in the upkeep of our estate. Accordingly, the last Saturday of each month is designated as a work morning, duration from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. for anyone who might be available. Work would include general light duties, tidying up in the halls and church, and optional pruning, spraying, brushing, etc. The next date is Saturday the 27th of June. See you then. Jim Haughey, Glebe Warden. Divine Healing Ministry Service. The next Divine Healing Ministry Service will be held on Tuesday the 30th of June at 7:30 p.m. The guest speaker will be Brother David Jardine, Norman Slater. St Finian's History Project 1932-2032. Many thanks to everyone who has already submitted such a variety of interesting stories, memories and photographs to the St Finian's 100th Anniversary History Project. We would be most grateful to continue to receive your stories about the people, events and changes in the parish, so do please have a think about anything that might be relevant. We would also like to gather information from the last 25 years of all the new initiatives that have been developed in the parish. For example, the Ladies' Friendship Group, Messy Church, Craigie Crafters, Pickleball and Pilates. Any contribution can be submitted on a Word document. Please contact Linda in the church office by email, phone or post, or email stfinians100years@outlook.com. If you are aware of anyone who may need help writing their memories, we would be grateful for any assistance from friends and family. If you would like to become involved in the planning and gathering of material for this project, then please email stfinians100years@outlook.com or contact Linda with your name and details. Remembrance has always played an important role in the life of St Finian's. Thanks to Linda Leonard for providing the 17th article in this series about the history of the Book of Remembrance and the Garden of Remembrance. Symphony and History, the Book of Remembrance. In 1994, it was decided to open a book in memory of members of the congregation who had died in the past year. A special book was ordered and the names are inscribed during the month of October. The families of all those who have been bereaved are invited to a special remembrance service on the evening of the first Sunday in November. At the beginning of the service, the names are read out and family members bring forward a white flower in memory of their loved one. The flowers are then made into an arrangement which sits at the front of the church during the service. This book is kept in a glass case in front of the font and is dedicated to the memory of Mrs. Nora Quinn, former church sexton. The pages are turned each week to the appropriate date. The Garden of Remembrance. When St. Finian's Church was built in 1932, no provision was made for a graveyard, although it is situated in the spacious grounds. The grounds were laid out in lawns, shrubs and trees. It was bounded on one side by the Hillfoot Road, which later became the Outer Ring Road A55. The site has a commanding view over Belfast. A crematorium was built at Roselawn, Ballygowan Road in 1954, and as the number of cremations started to grow, families began to make inquiries about suitable locations to inter ashes. In later years, it was decided to build a garden of remembrance close to the church to the side of the rectory. A semicircular wall was built, with the other side being open to allow families to come into the garden and sit for a time of reflection. A low railing encloses the garden. A number of inscribed stones in memory of parishioners were laid as a pathway up to the Garden of Remembrance from the main driveway. The centre of the garden is laid as a lawn in which the ashes are interred. All burials from the church and interments in the Garden of Remembrance are listed in the parish records. Soup Lunch, Sunday the 11th of October 2026. It is planned to hold a soup lunch on Sunday the 11th of October in the Houston Hall after the 11 a.m. service. Names will be taken in September on a first-come, first-served basis. In the meantime, please note the date in your diaries. All proceeds will go towards the church and St. Finian's Mothers Union. Flower donation rota, June, Mrs. J. Crawford, 14th Choir, 21st Mrs. C. Stewart, 28th Mrs. N. Erskine. St. Finian's Pilates. Hello, everyone. Fingers and toes. Summer has arrived and hopefully the sun will continue to shine and there'll be plenty of opportunity to get outside and do all those jobs that have been waiting for so long. However, as this quite often means lifting and bending and twisting, I would suggest that it's even more important to keep the body strong and flexible and to be aware of your posture, especially when carrying heavy items. I'll return to this next month, but for now I'd like to say a few words about our hands and feet. Probably not parts of our anatomy we often think about exercising or consider the need to strengthen and keep flexible. However, as we age and depending on our work, hobbies and genetics, our hands can become stiff and tender, and for some arthritis may be an issue. Our hands are the first point of contact for many everyday activities and it's doubly important to keep them moving. Likewise, our feet receive a huge amount of impact when we walk about and play an important part in balance and avoiding falls. They may become stiffer and will lose a bit of soft tissue that provides a cushioning effect and can become weak and rigid. This may seem like a bad news message, but by exercising our feet, toes and ankles regularly, we can improve circulation and muscle mass and strengthen them. We can do the same for our hands, wrists and fingers by regular stretching, strengthening and mobility exercises. These can range from performing simple movements such as playing the piano, curl and stretch, thumbs up for hands and fingers, and foot pedaling, toe curls and ankle circles for feet, ankles and toes. I don't have time to go into too much detail on each of them, but you may wish to try the following for your hands and fingers. Sit tall in your chair, extend your arms in front of you and form fists with your hands. Then spread your fingers out wide to stretch the palms and fingers and alternate between the two for 6 to 8 repetitions. After this, hold the right forearm with the left hand, make a gentle fist with the right hand and raise and lower the right wrist up to 8 times. Repeat this with the other arm, wrist. As for the feet and toes, you may wish to try the following. Sit tall in the chair and come up and down in the balls of your feet, raising each heel in turn and placing it back down. You could make this a bit more dynamic by raising each heel just as the other one reaches the floor to create that pedaling motion. Following this, you could then lift one leg and extend it out, don't lock the knee, and support this leg with your hands, and rotate the ankle slowly in one direction 4 times, and then do the same in the other direction. After this, you can alternate pointing and flexing your toes 4 times on each foot. I'm a great believer in the old adage of use it or lose it, so I would encourage everyone to have a go at these simple exercises, movements on a regular basis, and hopefully you'll soon begin to feel the benefits. Until the next time, take care and keep moving. We meet on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. in the Houston Hall. A small donation of £3 per class is requested for church funds. If you want to find out more about Pilates, contact me, John Waterworth, by phone 07941368546 or email at jcwworth@yahoo.co.uk. Renaissance Chamber Choir 50th Anniversary Concert. Renaissance Chamber Choir, conducted by Daniel Clements, warmly invites you to a special concert celebrating 50 years of music making on Saturday the 20th of June at 7:30 p.m. in Craigha Presbyterian Church. The programme will feature a rich and varied selection of choral music, including works by Elaine Hagenberg, George Gershwin and Ralph Vaughan Williams, alongside a special guest appearance from the Craigha Presbyterian Handbell Choir. A couple of St Finian's Choir members sing with Renaissance, so do come along and see if you can spot them. Admission is free with a retiring collection. We look forward to seeing you there. St George's Singers, Sinfonia and Soloists present a summer concert, music by Dietrich Buxtehude and Joseph Haydn. St George's Church, Belfast, Wednesday the 10th of June 2026. Tickets £20, students £10, available from choir members and at the door or by request to contact@stgeorges.com. Contact details, Rector, telephone 028 9079 3822, Curate, telephone 07594 890019, email ryan.stfinianscraigha@gmail.com. Church office hours, Tuesday the 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, Wednesday 9 a.m. to 2 p.m, telephone 028 9079 2793, email office.craigha@down.anglican.org. Magazine by email. Why not receive your magazine by email and help the environment by cutting down on the use of paper? If you would like to receive your magazine this way, contact Linda in the church office on Tuesdays and Wednesdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. Telephone 028 9079 2793 or email office.craigha@down.anglican.org. Magazine. Please send articles for inclusion in the July-August magazine to office.craigha@down.anglican.org or telephone the parish office 028 90 79 2793 by noon on Tuesday the 2nd of June. Don't forget to check out the church website www.stfinians.org or find us on Facebook, facebook.com/stfinians.